from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's move on to some Chief stuff.
Okay.
Some notes. Camp is over. Thank God.
Camp is over, yeah.
This was kind of a rough camp.
Yeah.
Bolton got hurt.
Yeah.
Wanya Morris got hurt. Kadarius Toney, par for the course.
Did he make it to camp? Do we know?
I know he was there for a few running back plays.
Right.
After that, I
don't know what happened to Kadarius Toney. Seriously, has he been practicing? I have no idea.
I really don't know. I think he's still
disappeared, right?
The guy in the bubble is what basically he is. But we saw Juwan Taylor get carted off.
Yeah, he's going to be fine. I talked to somebody yesterday, and he'll be out 3 or 4 days, and you know he'll miss this game, I think, and whatnot. But they expect to have him back last week. And I was having a conversation at lunch yesterday with a buddy of mine, and we were talking about Juwan Taylor. And the matter of Juwan Taylor is, like, the perception of Juwan Taylor in that first game against the Detroit Lions, I think, distorted everybody's perception of what Juwan Taylor is as a football player. Mm. Juwan Taylor's a really effing good football player, and because Chris Collinsworth kind of embarrassed him on national TV.
He was bullied last year by the refs.
He really was. No, and then Andy Reid stepped in and goes, okay, enough, and then they stopped calling it. Yeah. They stopped calling it. Once Andy Reid kind of commented about it, like, I think they're using him as an example, the flag stopped. Juwan Taylor's a good football player, and I know people are kind of, oh, I could just say that, because you judged him based on that Lions game where the refs were bullying Juwan Taylor, trying to send a message, whatever they were doing. See, that's how refereeing can get involved in the script, okay? People always like, the script, I'm like, how? Refereeing, you're calling this false start penalty that everybody's doing, and you're trying to set an example with Juwan Taylor on that. But once he got past that, or the refs stopped calling that, Juwan Taylor's a really good player. So when I heard that he went down, I was like, oh, God. I like Juwan Taylor. He's been a nice right tackle for this team. But he's going to be okay. And that's the good news, is he's going to be fine. We'll get ready for the season, and Juwan Taylor will be out there and ready to rock and roll. And look, I really like him. I may be in the minority on that one, but I really like him as a football player.
Yeah, I would say that last year was frustrating for me because there was probably some plays where he did jump a little early. There was a few times where it was like, okay, man, stop. But then I did think he was being targeted. Like a kid that gets in trouble a couple of times in middle school or high school, and then all of a sudden if he sneezes, it's to the office.
Exactly. You've got a reputation,
yeah,
right?
And it's like, okay. And then you started watching around the league, and then I even got all the way to the Super Bowl, and I was still watching tackles or, you know, whatever to see. And it was
that takes away from the game.
Yeah, you're like ruining a play. And then you'd see like Trent Williams do it, and you're like, hey, I get it. I sound like a homer. I sound like I'm biased. But like, if you're calling it for this, then it needs to be called unanimously for everybody. And I don't know, man. It was like, you know, people that line up offsides on offense, oh, they don't call it. And then remember the next week, like even Danny Hughes tweeted about it. He was like, if Kadarius Toney's getting called for offsides, let's go to the – that very night, I think it was like we had an offensive offside. That very night, Jaylen Waddle, twice in a game, they paused the screen. Even Danny Hughes did it. Paused the screen, and you could see that they were offsides. It's like, okay, what are we doing?
Well, it just depends. Did you ask the referee, though? Kadarius Toney clearly didn't ask the ref. If you ask the ref and he says you're onsides, then that's on the referee. Like, then he's blind, right? The problem with Kadarius Toney was he didn't ask the referee. He just lined up in no man's land. It was so bizarre. Like, I mean, like, it was so egregious. I'd never seen that penalty called in my life, ever. And I've watched a lot of football over the years. I've never seen an offensive offsides like that called before. But you got to look at the referee and go, am I onsides? And if the referee goes, yeah, you're good, then you're good. And if he says, no, you got to back up, well, then you got to back up. The problem is Kadarius Toney never asked the guy. But the Juwan Taylor thing, I thought was going to be kind of the MO. Like, each year they go into a season and they don't really tell you what they're going to focus on. Then all of a sudden the refs start calling these penalties. Mm-hmm. You're like, where the hell did this one come from? Like the Juwan Taylor one last year, right? Like that became kind of a point of emphasis for a lot of people. And it backfired on the Chiefs, I think, a little bit. Andy got pissed. They stopped calling the penalty. And here we sit with a really good right tackle. So the good news is he'll be back and ready to go. And everybody should be set for the regular season, right?
If you went and go watch Lane Johnson on the Eagles, who's widely regarded as the best tackle in the league. Yeah. I mean, every snap.
They all do
every
it.
Every snap. Yeah. They all
you,
do
you
it.
You get that quick, you know, that jab step, if you will, backwards. Yes. And people want to get a quick advantage and whatnot. Like, does it really affect the game? No.
Right. But it affects the drive. It affects the plays because then they get to see it and then you have to scrap that play and throw it away.
Well, and that's the other thing. Yeah. You can't do that play now. Yep. They know it's coming.
Yeah. Speaking of the Chiefs, they play a preseason game, the biggest of the preseason.
Right.
Saturday at 3:00.
3:00.
In Kansas City against the Detroit Lions.
On 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. In clear HD sound. You think our voices are great. Wait till Mitch Holtis brings you to your knees. Wait till you hear the first touchdown Kansas City in HD. But anything you're watching on Saturday?
Not like, really, no.
The first quarter?
Maybe. You know, no, I don't get anything out of preseason games. They're not for me. You know, they're for Brett Veach. They're
no
for
Drake
scouts. They're
night?
For what's that?
No Drake May evaluation
nah,
last
gonna,
night?
I'm not going to evaluate Drake. I didn't get far enough into the game to evaluate Drake May, even though that 65-yard pass was really nice.
Really
but,
good.
But again, I mean, what can you judge out of these games?
That Jacoby Brissett is washed?
Well, yeah, we know that, though. I mean, I could have told you that without watching, you know, the preseason game.
Jalen Milton has a hose.
Jacoby Brissett. I mean,
he looked terrible.
He was never ready. I mean, like, he's never been a good quarterback, so I'm not surprised by that. But no, I there's nothing for me to watch in these preseason games. It's one of those deals where you just hope nobody gets hurt, right? Like I hate that because that's like the dumbest thing ever. Like, we're playing these games and always like, please don't get hurt in these games and you know whatnot. And so for coaches, I guess it's good for, you know, some of these guys that are trying to make a roster somewhere in the NFL. Fine, you go out there and do your thing. But I think from a fan standpoint, you're not gaining much from this. It's just something to kind of distract the attention, you know, maybe of a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday morning or however you want to consume the game. But you know, for me, I'm not the coach. I'm not the general manager. There's really nothing for me to gleam, if you will, to steal a Marty line about what I'm going to look at in this preseason game.
So then let's get into this. Going into this season, who are your most five valuable Chiefs?
Yeah, my most five valuable Chiefs, it's going to be a little bit different of a list, I think, than a lot of people. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes, I think, is number one on that list of value. Number two is Andy Reid on that list. I think he is obviously a value. Number three is Brett Veach because his job never stops. Somebody gets hurt, they find somebody else. They bring somebody else from the practice squad. They're constantly cycling on that bottom half of the roster.
And this is
getting
his
that
town.
Thing better. And this is his town. It is a Brett Veach town. Harrison Butker is on the list of most valuable Chiefs because
like
you can't really put a price tag.
He's your
you
Wade Davis.
Yeah, he really is, right?
He's your closer.
You want to make sure that you know, like, how much better would the Royals be right now if you had a Wade Davis coming out of the bullpen? They may be in first place, right? They may be winning this division if they had a legitimate closer. We'll talk to Eric Hosmer about that, who said, Wade Davis is just a phone call away. I'm only one call away. So get Wade Davis on the phone and get him out in the bullpen.
HD.
Probably really good. But Butker, man, like, when you have a bad kicker, there's nothing worse, right? We all know about that. It sucks.
Yeah.
And then finally for me, Chris Jones is the valuable guy for me on defense because he got his big payday and he's a playmaker. He's a wrecker down there. And so I expect Chris Jones to have big things going on this year.
Dr. Mackenstein.
I'm not going to count Veach or Reed. I'm just going to go with the players. Mm-hmm. Reed would probably make the list, as would Veach, though. Starting with Mahomes, think that's easy. Yeah, mm-hmm. Travis Kelce, best connection we've seen in all of NFL history.
Who is more irreplaceable, Mahomes or Kelce?
Mahomes.
You think?
Close. We didn't win a playoff game until we had Mahomes as quarterback.
I know, but we had a
playoff win with Kelce.
Travis Kelce is a big time player for this team. I mean, it like if you lose Travis, who's your replacement, right?
Wiley.
100%. I get that.
Yeah.
But if you lose Mahomes, who's your team?
Well, you got Carson Wentz right now.
Okay. That makes me wince.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mahomes and Kelce, the 1-2 punch that, I mean, Tom Brady, Gronk, fine. I'll take Mahomes and Kelce any day. Chris Jones, best defensive player in the league to me right now. I think he's the most impactful player on our defense. Trent McDuffie right behind him.
Yeah, I mean, my list is pretty similar to yours. Mahomes, Kelce, Jones, McDuffie. I actually throw Carl Loftus into this list.
Yeah. Okay, so no Butker, because I had Butker as well.
I didn't want to be a total repeat offender, but Carl Loftus came to this team, and you were able to start allowing pressure on quarterbacks, because what was happening when you lost to the Cincinnati Bengals in that AFC Championship game?
Couldn't sack Burrow.
What happened the very next year? Carl Loftus counted to four because they sacked him four times in the first half.
Right.
And you dominated their offensive line, and you walked right into the Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl. Carl Loftus is a very, very valuable player. Might be the most underrated valuable player on this team.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
He's an understated player because of everybody else that's around him, because of Chris Jones, because of Trent McDuffie, because Mahomes. Carl Loftus doesn't usually make the list of guys that you talk about because he does kind of get lost in the shuffle. We were, I guess, talking off the air yesterday, maybe it was, about, you know, could you see Carl Loftus having more sacks than Chris Jones this year? And we're like, yeah, absolutely. I could see Carl Loftus having more sacks than Chris Jones this year.
Yeah.
No question in my mind. And I think he will. He plays that position that lends itself more to getting sacks. And he had 10.5 or whatever it was last year. Like, for a guy who had double-digit sacks, and there aren't many of those every year in the NFL, nobody was talking about George Carl Loftus last year.
What about Taylor?
And Kansas City Chiefs CEO Clark Hunt says the Taylor Swift craze helped fuel a 30% increase in the team's fan base amid its Super Bowl winning season. Swift began dating Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce last year and made frequent appearances at the games. Hunt said her impact stunned the league, which confirmed that 30% metric without disclosing how exactly it measured the fan base.
Pretty valuable.
How about that, right? That was from CNBC or something I saw yesterday. I'm like, they're talking about Taylor Swift and the Chiefs right now? Like, what's going on? A 30% growth in their fan base last year because of Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Did Mahomes even have that big fan base growth? I mean, my God, 30%. Like, how they measure that, as they said, we have no idea how they measure, you know, the growth. But Clark Hunt's telling people now on the business side that Taylor Swift is attributed for a 30% growth in the fan base. And the NFL's looking at that going, oh my God, how do we capitalize on this? So for those of you like Tony Dungy who think Taylor Swift is the devil, she's huge. She's awesome. She's wonderful. And she is here to stay. And I love her so much. And I love the relationship. And I can't wait to see what happens this year with Taylor Swift. It's going to be awesome to see her at almost every game this year. So unbelievable, man. Like a 30% growth in your fan base because of her. That's wild.
Insane. We need to try to get her on the show.
Best of luck. Yes.
Wouldn't that be
good.
A pull?
Yeah.
Hear that beautiful voice in the FM Cypher Sports Radio.
Mm-hmm. Is there another star that would even have half that effect right now?
In the world on any fan base?
No.
I don't think so. No, I mean, she's the biggest star in the world, right?
She's
the
modern day Beatles.
Yeah,
you can disagree with that take all you want, but it's facts are facts.
I mean, no, I mean, there's no disagreeing with that at all. I mean, she's doing things and putting on shows that we've never seen ever. I mean, my wife's friend took her daughter, who, you know, just recently got engaged. So I don't know if it's an engagement gift. They went to London to watch Taylor Swift, right?
Dope.
Like that's how big Taylor Swift is. People are traveling across the globe to go see her. So yeah, she definitely is a modern day Beatle. There's never been anybody before her, though, that you could look at and say, like, who was the biggest superstar on earth before Taylor Swift? Was it Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, there was kind of a gap. I'd say prime Michael Jackson is the nearest one that we have to this, you know, level, magnitude
maybe
of Taylor Swift.
Garth, maybe, but you get on the coasts and a lot of people don't know Garth, you know, like Taylor Swift
and
is.
And I think global, too, not just the States.
That's what I'm saying.
Bruce.
Bon Jovi, but there's never been, I don't think we've ever seen anybody in our lifetime that's the global icon like Taylor Swift is. And so I think it's really hard to compare. And I think you're right. I think the Beatles, and I'm not a huge Beatles fan, but I think everybody knows that, like, it was the Beatles. And then there's a lot of really good acts and whatnot, but nobody that's captured the globe like
Taylor. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Taylor, nobody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.